Welcome to Radio Righteous, a radio show about making your upside-down relationships right. Bringing you great music, conversation, stories, teaching, and straight talk that promote and restore the right relationships between you and God.
Thank you for joining us today. I'm Dr. Marcia Williams. Today I want to speak to you regarding purpose. So many of us live our lives and even grow old without ever knowing why we were born. What were we supposed to do with the life that we had, with the opportunities, with the resources that was put in our hands during our life on earth? And many reach the end of their lives never really having a clear-cut answer to the question of why were they ever born. With this in mind, when we look at purpose, it is interesting to note that purpose is something as described in Webster's Dictionary as set up as an object or an end to be obtained. So what is the end of a person's life? What is the goal which we all have to reach our destination at the end of our days? Now, when we have a purpose in life, we can begin to check our progress towards reaching our goal, a purpose. But if we don't have a purpose in life, then any plan that we may devise or adopt will never get us to our goal. Plans originate from purpose. If we do not understand our purpose, our object, our destination, how can we ever plan? Paul the Apostle talks about purpose, and he begins to give us a bigger picture of what purpose is and where purpose actually originates from, for a nation, for an individual, for a family, for a community. What is the purpose and who gives the purpose? When we look at nations in Scripture, we can go to Acts chapter 17 to determine what is the purpose of a nation. And as we examine this, we'll find the basis of the purpose for our own lives. Paul, in Acts chapter 17, is talking to a group of people in the city of Athens. And as he is talking, even in verse number 28, he begins to tell the people of Athens about God and their purpose and even origin of the Greek nation, and in particular, all of the nations. And he says in verse number 26, he says, "And he made," speaking of God, "from one common origin, one source, one blood, all nations of men to settle on the face of the earth, having definitely determined their allotted periods of time and the fixed boundaries of their habitation, their settlements, their lands and abodes, so that they should seek God in the hope that they might feel after him and find him, although he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring." If God can determine and declare the purpose of a nation, he certainly can determine and has determined the purpose of your life. Live life with purpose. Live life with God's purpose, and knowing that, and the plans that you make will lead you to the end and fulfillment of his purpose in your life. I'm Dr. Marcia Williams. Please join me again.
Please visit our website at www.onenewhumanity.org.